We are there to help the schools out with different things. We do some fundraisers throughout the year, and that money gets put back into the schools. Last year, I know we had a barn dance that folks had a lot of fun at. We do an original artworks program with the kids where they do their artwork, and then they get to take a little packet home, and they can order items that have their artwork on it, like T-shirts and mugs and stuff like that. And the proceeds from that go into the Pie Fund, and then we use that to whatever kind of needs. I think last year we got swim bags for the kids. All the kids in the elementary school got bags that so they can carry their towels and swimsuits back and forth.
And then this is all volunteers, parents mainly?
Right, yeah. It's open to the community as far as I know, and mostly it's parents that want to help out the schools, and it's a really fun group to be a part of.
How many people do you have involved right now, roughly?
Eight to ten.
But you're looking for more. That's kind of the push right now.
We are always open to more, yeah.
But so what's the drive right now? You're looking for people with special skills or anybody? Or
right now, at the beginning of the year, I sat down with Erica Clute Painter, the principal there at the elementary school, and she's just got this little brainchild of getting more help to our teachers, and in turn, that's going to help our students, because they put in tremendous hours over there, and an extra set of hands to copy yesterday's notes or to get some worksheets copied out before they need to use them, or even help with a spelling test. Those kinds of things are just real short little things, and yet they mean so much to the teacher. So those are the kinds of things that we're looking for. We have a huge list of wonderful opportunities for a bunch of talented people that I know we have in this town.
Nana, you're a teacher. Have you worked with Pie volunteers in the schools?
Yes. My first year teaching, Katie was a mother of one of my kindergarten students who came in and just helped in the locker rooms, and that was very helpful.
What are some of the things that in the elementary school that you think are needed in terms of volunteers?
Well, I know lots of clerical things, cutting and sorting and scanning and laminating. The kindergartners are going to have a work basket in their classroom. So parents, if they don't really want to interact with the kids, they can just walk in, get the work basket, see what needs to be done. Book publishing. We've got lots of big projects, the potlatch in the spring, the Christmas musical, in the spring planting and growing with the garden. There's lots of big things going on at the school.
Yeah.
And Katie, as a parent now, you've been involved for how long?
I think this is my third year.
Yeah. Well, what are some of the activities that you like doing as part of Pie, or why did you get involved originally?
I was talking to Dana about this earlier, and It really feels good when you do some little small menial task, like copying a workbook or something, and you take it back to the teacher as a completed project, and they're just like, oh, you can see that load has been lifted off their shoulders, and they're just so thankful, and it's like, I have helped them, you know, make it a better day. I guess you could say it's my drug of choice, just to help other people and to see them relax and be able to do their job more efficiently. It's pretty neat.
So how can people get involved? They just call you?
They can call me, yes. My cell phone number is 518-1282, and I would love to hear from all walks of life. There is no real age limit, although adults at this point, is what we're really seeking, although I'm sure if high schoolers are interested in helping out in the elementary school, we could probably find a spot for them.
And varied time commitments, too. They don't have to different options for things.
We've got everything from, like, I've got a spelling test that needs to be given on Fridays, and that would probably take, I don't know, 10, 20 minutes, all the way up to major projects that need to be copied and laminated and put together. And so, yeah, there's all kinds of things.
If you know how to tune a guitar, on Thursdays and Fridays, the fourth grade, they need about 25 guitars tuned. So that might be something, if you're a musician, it'd be easy for you, and you'd really be helping out those teachers. And if you'd like to come in and sing to the kindergartners, the teachers and the students would love that as well on Fridays.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks, guys.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it. Hope that we can plug in some people to some much-needed positions.